The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, lots of great information in so many different areas of your life. Information that's going to help your personal environment, your body chemistry, as well as the environment around us, because we can't be healthy individuals if we are living in a toxic environment. Joining me this morning is Mr. Al Foreman, the founder of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Hi, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. And how are you this fine day?
I am fantastic, and I hope you are the same.
Well, everything is going along very smoothly here at the Save-A-Lot store at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. We're completing a few last-minute tasks of some of the preparation to get the store ready to open Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving. You don't have an exact date yet, but it'll be around Thanksgiving that we will formally open the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, which is located in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We are at the south end. And I think you'll find it a very enjoyable, pleasant experience to be able to shop here at Save-A-Lot and get everything that you need in the way of vitamins, supplements, organic groceries. The organic groceries, by the way, are only on special. We do not stock a full line of groceries, but the items that we will be priced very, very competitively and very inexpensively. And we look forward to having people shop here on a regular basis for their organic groceries. We also will have organic pet care, and we'll have personal care products, and we'll have many of the fine organic and natural household products that people are accustomed to using. So, again, with all these things in preparation, we do plan on opening around Thanksgiving. And in the meantime, I know the Daily Show that you have been voraciously holding down with my long-term help here is going to go on Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. every morning. And pretty soon we'll be able to broadcast the show right from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in your very palatial office here.
I love a palatial office.
Well, it's only a few weeks away. And then we'll be broadcasting right from the store here at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate.
Al, I have a question.
Okay.
You mentioned that you're going to have a full line of pet care products. Are you going to sell dog food and cat food and all that good stuff too?
Well, the full line will only be organic. If it's not organic, we're not carrying it.
Fabulous.
So we are limiting as to the products that we will be selling in the category of organic. We will not sell produce. We won't sell dairy. We won't sell frozen foods. But we will have a full range of all the vitamins and supplements you could ever want from all the fine companies that are situated around this great country of ours. And I know that, Janet, there'll be some professional lines that you'll be recommending to people. And we look forward to people stopping in and visiting with you to help their health challenges that they may be facing. And I know over the years that you have shown some great aptitude to helping people. And I think that's really one of the key ingredients in helping to make Save-A-Lot a very successful store. So we also encourage people to bring in their laptops or their iPhones or any other source where they can locate the internet and check our prices against anybody else's prices on the internet. So we encourage people to do that by giving you free Wi-Fi when you come into the store. Another added benefit of shopping at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And I know that during the course of the show, Janet, you'll be able to shed some light exactly where the store is located and the fact that we are featuring EDLP. And the EDLP means that we are only offering everyday low prices 52 weeks a year. And you don't have to buy three, four, five of them. You can just buy one and still get the same low, low price every day of the week, every week of the year. And that's the motto of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, to give you the everyday low prices, the quality service, and the environment that you so richly deserve. So we look forward to people shopping here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to go back to my duties here and continue looking to make the store open by Thanksgiving and give our customers the best possible shopping experience of their lives.
Fabulous update, and I thank you so much and look forward to seeing you later at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I know there's special things coming up on Thursday, so I'll let our listeners know.
That's a good point to mention about the free T-shirts.
And so much for our listeners to look forward to. Okay, so that was just a little check-in from Mr. Al Foreman. And just with regard to EDLP, the everyday low pricing, it makes it take such a stress away, makes it so much easier for you to budget. For you, if you're thinking, okay, well, organic is more expensive. I want to do it for the health of my family, but I don't know how to work it into my budget. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's got you covered. You'll be able to budget. You'll be able to work in the organic foods that you want so much for your families. And you will also be able to budget and afford those very high quality supplements that you have come to rely on over the years. And certainly, with the guidance that I'm able to give you regarding your own personal health challenges, I will be able to give you the direction to the best product to meet your health needs. So much to look forward to at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and we're just going to have so much fun. There's, as Al said, free Wi-Fi. So you can be doing a lot of checking on prices, and you can be checking all the different aspects that you plug into on the internet, and you'll be able to do that at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And you cannot believe how incredibly well stocked the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be. Awesome upcoming surprises. I mentioned the EDLP. That isn't a surprise, but here's a heads up. On Thursday, if you want to go by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on North State Road 7, also known as 441, there are free Save-A-Lot Nutrition T-shirts, and they have the very fabulous Save-A-Lot logo on them, and they're large and extra large for really comfy use of these very nice T-shirts. And that's on Thursday. You can come by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center anytime and claim your T-shirt, and you'll be able to see the incredible progress that is being made with moving forward to that opening day. I know I'm looking forward to it because Al just said I have a palatial office. Palatial office is going to be pretty nice. I like it. And so all kinds of wonderful things. What I want to do is be very clear on directions, because I've heard from some people that were having difficulty finding the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. It actually is very easy to find, but probably your GPS isn't doing the job. So, the landmarks. So, Sample Road is just north of the PennDOT Shopping Center, and Save-A-Lot Nutrition is in that PennDOT Shopping Center at the very south end. And it's a nice big sign that says Save-A-Lot on the front of the building. And the other landmark that you could look for is Northwest Medical Center is just south on State Road 7 of the PennDOT Shopping Center. So you can be driving on 441, also known as State Road 7, and you can look, if you're coming from the south, you can look for the Northwest Medical Center building on your left. It's on the west side. And you go to the next traffic light north of the Northwest Medical Center and turn left. That's 31st Street. And so you turn left on 31st at the traffic light and immediately take the first right into the PennDOT Center. There's a big sign there that says PennDOT Center, and it lists all of the different businesses or some of the different businesses in that shopping center. If you're coming from the north, driving south on State Road 7, 441, you cross Sample Road. It's a big bridge. And as you come down off that bridge, the very next traffic light, you turn right. That's 31st. And immediately turn right again. That will put you into the PennDOT Center. And Save-A-Lot will be on your left. Another landmark that you can look for as you're driving south on 441 State Road 7, the Spirit Halloween Store. And I'm going to guess that maybe after Halloween, there might be some other kinds of decorations that might be available at that store. We can refer to it as the seasonal store, and I'll be sure to point out whatever season the store is promoting at the moment. But for right now, it's the Spirit Halloween Store. So you come across Sample Road, coming over a really high bridge, the very first traffic light south of Sample Road. It's about a half mile. You turn right, that's 31st, immediately turn right again into the PennDOT Center, and Save-A-Lot is on your left. And now you should be able, well, I can't say right this minute, very soon, you should be able to access directions on Google Maps. So you can see a little moving dot where you are, and then you can see the dot of where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers are located, and that will guide you a little bit better probably than the GPS. The people that I've spoken with who are relying on their GPS navigation systems sometimes are taken down the wrong path, sometimes don't get where they really want to go, which is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So please make sure you listen to my directions. Turn on 31st Street, headed west, immediately turn right into the PennDOT Shopping Center, or go on Google Maps, or you can give me a call, 954-652-8680. You can email me at janet@saveALotNutritionCenters. There are so many different ways that you can contact me so that you can find out how to get to see the progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. I'm Janet Zimmerelli, and you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Tell your friends, and you can also join Save a Lot Nutrition Centers on Facebook. There are just so many different ways that you can find out about the latest happenings at Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And before I get into your very specific health issues and give you a little bit of an update on some information regarding migraine headaches, I want to talk about politics. Oh, no groaning. No, I'm not going to be referencing any kind of tapes, or I'm not even going to be referencing the presidential political race. What I'm going to say has to do with a referendum that is on the ballot here in Florida. And here's the information that you can certainly follow your own decision-making criteria based on this, but I'm just going to give you information that there will be a vote on Amendment 1. And I'm reading from information from the Sierra Club, and it has to do with Florida Solar Energy Advocates. So they were able to get an amendment on the ballot for November, and so it's Amendment 1. And Amendment 1 would have decision-making power to our public utilities and limit the access of homeowners and people who are interested in supporting solar power. And this, if you vote no on Amendment 1, that opens up the door for Florida Solar Energy Advocates to be able to bring solar power to the people. And there is a very, very lengthy article, and you can find it at www.sierraclub.org/Florida, and find out about the FPL and Florida utilities that would be attempting to minimize our ability as individual owners to access solar power. So I was saying that with regard to supporting our ability to help maintain a clean environment and a healthy environment, very much supportive of our own good health. And now, this is a really fabulous article, an article that was in Natural Awakenings, is in Natural Awakenings for the month of October. And they're talking about, the name of the article is Tree Mendus Love, How Trees Care for One Another. And she's referencing a book, The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World. And it is a book written by a German gentleman who is in charge of maintaining a certain area of forest in Germany. And his name is Peter Peter Volleben, and that's his book, The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World. So what does he have to say? The trees are friends. the way that their branches either intertwine or the very, very large limbs point away from one another so that they can each access the amount of sunlight necessary for their survival as well as for their benefit. And the pairs are so interconnected at the roots. And so it was interesting. I just recently learned with regard to that interconnection of trees about what is the largest living organism on the planet. And it is, according to this person, the aspens in Colorado. The aspens have such dramatic interconnected roots that they are not individual trees, but they are members of an enormous organism. And so Peter Volbenin's book is rekindling the information and the support for trees as much, much broader than just supplying us with oxygen and wood. He used scientific research and observation studying forestry and working in the forest since 1987. And he speaks for the trees. And he talks about scientific language removing emotion and that people don't understand that scientific application specifically as it applies to trees. And he says, I use human language. And he, after years of working in the State Forestry Administration in a section of Germany near Cologne, he was the forester managing 3,000 acres of wood near Cologne. And he began to understand that contemporary practices didn't help the trees or didn't do much to allow the trees, let's say, to prosper. Artificially spacing out the trees ensures that the trees get more sunlight, but they exist, the truth of the matter is, trees exist less like individuals and more like communal beings. And they work together in networks. They share resources. They increase their resistance to potentially damaging influences. And so when there are pests that are attacking one of the trees, there's a chemical that the tree is able to produce in order to minimize the possibility that that pest will damage the tree. And the tree sends out through the communal root system information so surrounding trees can begin to produce that chemical as well, even though they have not yet been attacked by the pests. And so after researching all of these alternative approaches, he began to implement some brand new ways of enhancing the health of a forest. So he replaced heavy machinery with horses. Natural. And he stopped using insecticides. And that's the point of why I'm saying what I'm saying to you. He stopped using insecticides. When we deal with genetically modified organisms, we use heavy application on crops of insecticides and pesticides. So what do we need to learn from what this book teaches us, has the potential to teach us, the hidden life of trees, what they feel, how they communicate? He stopped using insecticides. He let the forest become more wild, more natural. And that particular area of the German forest was losing money. So they're obviously they're raising the trees in order to provide wood. And after he made his changes, the plot, 3,000 acres near Cologne, began posting a profit in 2 years. And I don't know how many of you have seen that Dr. Seuss movie, The Lorax. Dr. Seuss said, I speak for the trees, I speak for the trees have no tongues. So hopefully I gave the trees a little bit of tongues to speak for themselves today, and hopefully you will make a choice that is good for your environment by choosing non-GMO foods. Non-GMO foods where the seeds have not been adulterated and genetically spliced and contaminated with viruses, bacteria, fungal aspects. I hope that you will make some choices for organic, because that's one of the only ways that you'll be able to certainly avoid genetic modification, because Monsanto, Bayer, Behemoth, you understand that Monsanto and Bayer have come together in one giant GMO producing chemical organization. And it is an international threat. There are certainly hearings by different government bodies about what people can do to minimize their exposure to these genetically modified organisms. And the hearings allow people to voice their concerns as well as voice the damage that they have experienced by being exposed to those GMOs. So you can make the choice to go organic as much as your budget allows, and that's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers come in. Organic groceries available at EDLP, everyday low pricing, so that you'll be able to budget reasonably and access those groceries that you are certain are not contaminated with genetically modified organisms. And as I said, Monsanto and Bayer are lobbying the government agencies very, very strongly to prevent labeling products that are genetically modified. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Al Foreman, the founder of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, called in earlier giving us a little bit of an update on the construction and what you can expect to find when, around Thanksgiving time, you can pull into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and find me in my palatial office, as well as unbelievable selections of all manner of nationally known brands of supplements, fabulous buys on organic groceries, and the information you need in order to make informed decisions. So one of the things that I was going to talk about today is chiropractic care. Amazing. There was this really interesting study, and it had to do with migraines. So they were doing in Norway controlled studies with regard to spinal manipulation. Well, it was really hard to figure out how to do a controlled study because you're going to give a placebo to some of the people and you're going to do real spinal manipulation with other people. And, you know, how do you make sure, how do you fake a spinal manipulation? Okay. So it was interesting. They figured out a way. They, were dealing with people, over 104 patients, 18 to 70 years of age. The study went on for almost 2 years, a year and a half. And what they were doing was comparing how real spinal manipulation worked, what they were comparing with placebo spinal manipulation and medication. So they came together. There was a chiropractic and neurologist making the diagnosis of the patients dealing with migraines. And they came together and they established this ability to kind of decide what people were progressing, what people weren't progressing, and I'll get into all of the details how they did that. But what they were interested in was using spinal manipulation in order to treat migraines. And what were they measuring? They were measuring if they were able to reduce the number of headaches. And they were gauging if the number of headaches was reduced with drugs, if the number of headaches might have been reduced with a placebo spinal manipulation, or if the number of headaches actually were reduced with real chiropractic manipulation therapy. And so, as I said, the study went on for maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years, and there was information, intake information about what the patients were experiencing pre-manipulation, pre-study information about the patients, and then pre and post treatment information. One of the things, and I'm saying this as your nutrition counselor, one of the things they did not evaluate was the value of nutritional support of manipulation. They didn't necessarily bring that in. And I understand that would have complicated the study, huge, an enormous complication. And they didn't do any kind of additional support for the chiropractic manipulation. And what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about massage therapy as well as the nutrition therapy. Now, the thing is, if you have enough magnesium, if you are very well balanced with regard to muscle density, if you are very well balanced with regard to blood chemistry, that's where the nutritional aspect would come in. Then massage therapy. Okay, so what's the part of your body that's going to hold the spine in place after that spinal manipulation? Your muscles. And your muscles aren't going to be able to do their job of holding the spine in place if the muscles are tense or in spasm or elongated or compressed. So, you know, there's a lot to consider here, but, you know, good for them that they did that study and had very comprehensive approach to it. You know, an agreement between the neurological community and the chiropractic community about the particulars of establishing the study. So the patients were measured in 3, 6, and 12 months, and they measured the frequency of the migraines that they experienced. They measured the duration of the migraines, and they measured the pain level. And so what was the impetus for starting this study? The chiropractors were saying that there may be a stimulation of certain neuronal systems that would either positively or negatively affect the development of a migraine. And as I said, it's really difficult to do controlled studies of chiropractic manipulations. But what did they do? The patients kept a headache diary. They kept a diary of how many days they were experiencing the migraine. And what was interesting is the number of days did go down. So those people getting the actual chiropractic manipulation did experience fewer migraine headaches. And then what they also were able to establish is that the chiropractic manipulation actually was able to create a lasting effect. So the manipulation took care of it, let's say, for X number of days. The ones who got the real chiropractic manipulation, their benefit extended for, and I don't have the number of days, but it had a longer time frame when the benefits continued to be experienced. And then the people getting the unreal chiropractic manipulation, the placebo manipulation, those people didn't experience that same change. They experienced a little bit of benefit in the number of days that they had a migraine, but they didn't have that extension of lasting beneficial effect. And what's interesting is the pharmaceutical group just reverted back to their usual experience with regard to number of days of a migraine, the duration of the migraine, and the intensity of the pain. So this is so amazingly interesting. And what I'm suggesting as a possibility to migraine sufferers who may be listening to this is speak to your chiropractor and see if he has any experience with migraine sufferers. See if he has any education or information or training with the specific manipulations to use that will have an effect on brain chemistry and ultimately on migraines. And then, in addition, do your own nutrition support. I can help you with that. I have so much information with regard to helping individuals with their migraines. Years ago at the Northwest Medical Center, near to where the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located, I did support groups for migraine sufferers. And we talked about diet diaries, and we talked about hormonal impacts, and we talked about supplements that could be used. So there's a lot of information from a natural point of view, from a nutritional point of view. And then, as I mentioned, the use of massage therapy to enhance, or let's say extend, the benefits of the chiropractic manipulation. And the results of this study are just amazing and kind of like a beacon of hope to migraine sufferers. So, side effects. Okay, what were some of the side effects associated with the chiropractic manipulation? A lot of times you think, okay, well, there aren't any side effects. But, okay, so, yes, indeed, the side effects that were reported. Local tenderness. Well, when spine has been out of alignment for an extended period of time, the body has compensated. And so there is going to be tenderness when you are manipulating that area back into proper alignment. Fatigue. And you think, well, you know, what does that have? How is that connected to spinal manipulation? The truth of the matter is it takes a lot of energy for your body to begin a healing process, and you are being moved into that healing area when you're experiencing a chiropractic spinal manipulation. And your body, in its glorious attempt to regain good health, may experience fatigue and neck pain. Certainly, once again, when you're moving the very delicate bones of the cervical spine, it's an area that you could very well create neck pain, unless the chiropractor has a very, very good sense of who you are and of doing that cervical manipulation. Maybe there's neck pain. But once again, when you're moving into that healing realm, and you have been out of alignment for many, many years, there may be pain as part of that introduction to healing. Numbness, if you are dealing with a little bit of manipulation in the cervical spine, upper spine, you may experience some numbness, and some people actually experience nausea. So there's so much that you do need to be aware of, but there are ways of getting through it. And it's time for us to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am Janet Cimarelli, and I've been talking to you about migraines and how chiropractic manipulation may be of assistance. But keep in mind, my foundational approach, maybe begin some nutritional changes as you consult your chiropractor and as you begin to introduce chiropractic manipulation specifically addressed at overcoming your migraines. One of the other areas that is so much associated with the development of migraine headaches and headaches in general has to do with hormonal changes. And many women who've gone through their entire lives never experiencing a migraine, you may very well find that at those years associated with menopause, you might develop migraines. It is not at all uncommon for women during that time period to experience an ocular migraine. So you're dealing with some vision changes. You may experience some digestive migraines, which is interesting because you think, I never heard of a migraine in the digestive tract. Well, yes, indeed. When the blood vessels go into spasm in the digestive tract, essentially that may be diagnosed as a migraine. And so I was talking about the importance of understanding how hormonal changes can make a difference with regard to dealing with headaches. And those hormonal changes may begin in the teen years, maybe in the reproductive areas, that fluctuating hormones associated with pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum, the hormonal changes that are very, very real during the time of breastfeeding. So at all different areas, all different time frames all through a woman's life, and there are hormonal changes associated with for males during these time frames as well. Then one of the things that I was thinking about headaches is child rearing years. So now the demands on parents bringing up small children, and those demands are very great, and you may see that, oh, okay, you're not getting a full night's sleep because the children are waking up, maybe a bad dream, a variety of different reasons why the kids might be waking up at night. Sometimes when the kids are not fed in an ideal way, and I don't know of any family that is absolutely 100% perfect in providing the highest quality to their kids, because when your kids are out with their friends, when your kids are at school, when your kids are at parties, maybe the things that they're consuming are not up to your standards, and those kids might get a little rowdy, noisy, and headaches can be part of the stress and tension and the response to that noisy environment. So there's so many different areas where hormonal changes, the impact of responsibility, all of those things tend to make a difference. So as women are approaching their 40s, again, possibility of the development of migraines. And why is that? Okay, because there is a change in the ratio of estrogen to progesterone. Maybe those women are using oral contraceptives. If you are not finding relief from your migraine headaches, or you have started with experiencing migraine headaches after having been prescribed oral contraceptives, keep in mind that that specific prescription might not be the one for you, and discuss it with your prescribing physician that my headaches are more frequent, more intense, more severe, the pain level is greater, or that you may never have had a migraine, and now with this particular prescription, you're starting to have migraines. Find a different prescription. There are so many different ratios out there, the ratios and specific forms of estrogen and progesterone, those ratios are critically important when you're talking about migraine headaches and indeed all different types of headaches. Keep in mind as well that as you approach menopause, there is greater responsibility to function at a higher level on your thyroid and adrenals. And those glands have to function in order to keep estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, all of those different hormones, thyroid hormone, in proper balance. So crucially important to understand that thyroid also has a very high probability, dysfunctional thyroid has a high probability of creating a chemistry and neurological situation where a headache is going to develop. And so there are answers for all of these things. There are answers going to Advanced Medical Testing Center and having your hormones tested. And if your insurance is not going to cover that, if your doctor is saying, well, no, I can't write a prescription to have your hormones tested, you can go to Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill and get your hormones tested, cash payment, and you don't have to involve your insurance company at all. And that cash payment is extremely low, lower than anywhere else where you can go to have your hormones tested. There are different places that are available to you to do a blood test, to test your different hormone levels. Advanced Medical Testing Center is very reasonably priced. So like all of the things that I talk about at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Advanced Medical Testing Center as well, very reasonably priced. Reasonably priced in order to achieve a balanced budget in your household. Okay, so what are, pardon me, what are some of the things that typically you're going to receive if you're sitting down with your doctor and saying, I've been having these headaches. I am really not doing well. They are interfering with my ability to function in whatever responsibilities I have. And what might the answers be? Well, have you tried those over-the-counter pain relievers? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Well, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they only work for relieving the pain, and I'm not against relieving the pain. When you have pain and that offers relief, use it. But what I am about is giving you the pathway to find a solution, to find a preventive pathway so that you're not dependent on using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs on a regular basis, whether they be over-the-counter NSAIDs or whether it is a prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And keep in mind, very often, unfortunately, when you rely solely on those pain relievers and you're not using any kind of preventive methods, then you might find that it takes higher and higher doses to get the level of pain relief that you need. One of the areas that's very important for me to mention is because the headaches can be a signal of far more dangerous neurological changes or physical changes, you really should be aware of consulting your physician if you experience very red eyes, if your headaches also get very much worse if you cough or if you move. if you have a fever, if you have a stiff neck, if you experience any kind of confusion or anxiety, there may be more going on than just a headache. If your vision changes, so if the headache is extremely severe and it comes on so quickly. So those are some things where you must get to a physician and have that headache evaluated. Some of the things that maybe can be slightly beneficial, take up yoga. That ability of yoga to relax your muscles. Remember, your blood vessels are muscles. Remember that your blood vessels in spasm are contributing to a contributing factor to developing headaches. So yoga for muscle relaxation, an ice pack on the back of your neck, on your forehead. Make sure you're properly hydrated. So many times hydration is an issue. Eat, because sometimes glucose fluctuation can contribute to the development of a headache. I am out of time. You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. You can find us at 3105 North State Road 7, half miles south of Sample Road, and just about a block north of Northwest Medical Center. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.